So I want to try something different in this podcast. Normally I, pick a topic or it comes to me in some way, shape, or form usually, and I speak on it. And tonight I want to, I guess, kind of like meditate into it, which I already did, and speak to you like a conversation. You know what I mean? Or I'm literally talking to you specifically. And we're able to do that with our energy and being able to, just be open to it, right? So if that's not something that you would be open to, then maybe this isn't the podcast for you, and that could be a defining factor where maybe you don't want someone to speak directly to you and maybe you don't want to have that deep connection. But I really aim to see people and to hear people, and I think that I come alive when I'm face-to-face or one-on-one with people. So that's kind of where my headspace is at. I'm going to talk about a couple different things. One of them is marriage. I want to talk about marriage because I have really combed over a lot of the system so far, and I have not dove into the system of marriage yet. And I guess I haven't really thought about it, to be completely honest, until recently when I have been more open to dating. And so I have been really taking a look at that system, because it is a system. How we pick our partners is a system, and us being in partnerships is part of our human evolution, because in partnerships we're able to grow in certain ways that you can't otherwise. And with that being said, I will also say that being in a relationship can hinder you, because a lot of times people stop working on their own self-development and they work on the development of the relationship itself. And where that is really important, obviously, self-development is everything, because the second you lose your way with yourself, then you start to not really be present with the people around you. So those connections, even with your husband or your wife or your children or anyone, literally anyone, coworkers, they become more surface level and less transparent. And so the more connections that we have like that, the harder it is for us to connect with ourselves. And we kind of end up in this weird state. So, paying attention to marriage and paying attention to, I guess, relationships in general and what I think is healthy and what I think is not, and, how people handle different things, because I don't have a ton of history on healthy relationships. So I really aim to pay attention to the people around me, and I try to pay attention to things that I really admire about their relationship and things that, I can notice that maybe I wouldn't really necessarily want in my specific relationship. And it looks different for everyone also. I happen to be hyper independent, and where I think that I probably have to soften up a little bit with that. I do feel like that is a trait that is my personality. So when I am looking for a partner, I need to look for someone that is also hyper independent, because if I have someone that is really more needy and more, and needy sounds like a really rude word. I don't mean needy in a bad way. I mean like some couples really, really like doing everything together. And I love that for them. If they're happy, I'm happy. I don't sit there and judge people. I know that everyone's different. And I know that what I need might not be the same as what Martha over there needs, I just made up a name. So I'm pretty well aware of that. And, that's part of kind of not always just listening to everyone's advice around you. You have to listen to people that might be similar to you in personality or might have a different type of relationship if that's something that you're looking for. You don't need to take advice from every single person, and you want to form your own opinion on what will work best for you. The other thing about it is that we're constantly changing. So when you pick a partner and you have them for a long period of time, you have to look at certain things. Like when you picked this partner, what were you going through? Were you going through trauma? Did you pick this person based off of trauma? We all tend to really run with our feelings. And this might not be a popular opinion, but I don't think picking a partner should have so much to do with feelings. I really just don't. I think that you should really think about it logically, and you should think about certain things that fit and certain things that don't, and if those are deal breakers. And so, you know, when I'm dating this time around, I won't even kiss anyone. I just won't. I guess I don't really have a specific time period on, you know, what it would take to get me there, but I do know that it's definitely, you know, it's definitely longer than 3 weeks. So I know from experience that I am just not ready to be intimate with someone like that. And I think that I should really have a clear picture on who they are as a person and things that would work and wouldn't work before I'm intimate with anyone. So I am finding out from the younger generation that our hookup culture is pretty crazy. And so I have been out of the game for a while, and that's not what I'm looking for. And I really genuinely believe that when you start introducing your body into a situation, things change and your body starts to become attached, just chemically, literally chemically. And you also take on any of the things that the other person is dealing with. And this isn't just for women, you know, it's not just us. Men also, if you're a man who is really confident and really, you know, into his work, and you have a good groove going on, and you meet this woman and she's kind of a mess, and you sleep with her, it's going to leave you feeling a little bit of mess. And we take on each other's energy. So I'm not looking at this any one way. I think that this goes 100% both ways. And it's something to pay attention to. So when you take any type of being physical out of a connection with someone, you're able to really see things a lot more clear. And you're not giving them your energy. So that's where I'm at with that. But another thing when it comes to what I see happening with marriage in general is the fact that, again, not going to be a popular opinion. It just isn't. So women have been fighting for so long for their rights, and where that is admirable, and I commend any woman that has fought for our rights, and I thank you so much for that. I will also say that it isn't something we should have had to fight for. It just isn't. And I think that the fact that we did have to fight for it is part of this broken system where it's like, okay, here, fight for this and fight so hard for it. And then you do. And then what it really does is it takes you away from your divine purpose, because back in the day, people knew how powerful women were, and they were celebrated, and they were, you know, leaders in their home amongst the men, and it was a beautiful thing. And so we lost that when certain people came into power and they took women's rights away at that point. So then we had to fight for them back. And, you know, fighting for them back, it's amazing that we have them 1000%, but it puts us in our masculinity. And the reason why that is because it makes us feel like we have to really prove ourselves to just be equal to men. And that isn't fair, because women are magical in their own sense, and men are magical in their own sense. I don't want to be like a man, and I don't think a man wants to be like a woman. I think that we all have things that we can offer each other. And so women really fought for this freedom, and they fought for their rights, and they want that. And then we forgot how to let a man lead. And so men forgot how to lead. And for a man to lead, they need to really be set in their foundation on what they believe to be right and wrong. And they have to stand for that no matter what. And then they also have to really, really learn how to love, and how to really love from a supportive way that allows a woman to create and be in her divinity. But in order for a woman to be in her divinity and to be able to create like that, we really, really, really need to feel safe. And in order to feel safe, we need men that are secure. And for a man to be secure, he has to really be secure in who he is as a person and what he believes in, his morality. Because if you're not secure in who you are as a person, how can you then lead someone? How could you make decisions that would be good for another human if you don't really know what's good for yourself? And if you aren't being honest and truthful with yourself, you just can't. And, you know, so we have men that are not able to lead because they just take the back seat because they're like, whatever, I like a strong woman. And yes, a woman should be strong. I agree. I am strong and I love being strong. But I also want to be feminine and I want to be strong in my femininity. And I want to be able to allow someone to lead. And the reason why I want to be able to allow someone to lead is because I want to trust that I can let my guard down and I can just create and just be in my total, I don't know, feminine essence. And when I'm in my total feminine essence, I'm protected. And I have someone there who is able to make decisions that would be in alignment with my belief system and, you know, to help us to get further in life. And with that being said, being a strong woman, you also want to have your own world. And this is another issue I'm finding with dating, is the fact that where I am so independent, I want to be able to create my own creation and have my own thing and make my own way in life and be fabulous in my own right. And then I want my partner to also be those things. I want them to be an equal to me. And for someone to be an equal to me, they have to be very passionate and they have to really fight for what they believe in. Because if you're not going to fight for what you believe in, why are you going to fight for what I believe in? And I fight hard. And I need to show my children that, you know, I'm going to fight hard always. And because it matters. It matters to me. It matters to my children. And I'm not going to apologize for that anymore. I'm not going to apologize for, you know, my morality and for my foundation and for the work that I'm doing for it to matter so much, because I have a vision and my vision is very clear. And I don't know if I'm going to get there in this lifetime. I'm not 100% sure, but it's not going to stop me from trying. That's for sure. Because I just see a way that things really, really work. And I see a way to make it happen that everyone wins. I'm just trying to get there, you know, and I'm trying to get there while figuring out motherhood and myself and dating and our systems and how to help people and how to be living in my divine purpose and how to be a true follower of God and how to light the way for people and how to make change in this world. So I am doing all these different things and I'm also trying to stay balanced. I'm trying to stay in my femininity. So for me to have a partner, I can't have anyone making me question myself, making me question people, places, and things, making me feel insecure or trying to make me feel insecure or being insecure or, you know, putting any of your emotional baggage on me. I can't handle it. I can barely handle my own emotional baggage. How am I going to handle someone else's, you know? And no one else should have to handle yours. We should all be empowered. And that's the whole thing. It's not about women being weaker, men being stronger, men leading because they're stronger. That's not what it's about. What it's about is really being able to trust in someone so that you're able to just create and be able to create masterpieces that change the world because you have that support and you have that blind faith. And this is how you have a power couple, when you have two people that really, really, really know how to do that dance of love and love each other to no bounds and really help each other to propel into their own timelines of their own futures. Because I want my partner to also have their own divine timeline that I help them to get to by being supportive and vice versa. And so this is one of the systems that I feel like we really need to take a look at, and we really need to start talking about this and being real about it, because being vulnerable and being real, that's how we're going to make change. And we are not stuck. We have one life to live and we have to make it work. So we have to just be honest and be real. And that's all I have for tonight, I guess. I hope that this was a good podcast. I hope that you really felt like this was a conversation, because I do. I feel like I was talking to someone and I feel like I am being heard. So thank you for that. And I hope you have a great night.